Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about being able to talk to you about some things that are on my mind. And back in, way back, folks, as you know, I started doing my show in 97, November of 97, and we were simulcast on the radio. I'm sorry, we were syndicated on the radio. Day one, and then by January we were simulcasting on the internet, and it had been rocking and rolling ever since. And I started thinking, this wasn't my first exposure to small business. I'd been serving small businesses for decades, but I got to looking around as I focused more and more on what was really happening in the marketplace. I got to looking around. I said, you know what? I think what I see is that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. If you think about it, it was all about the big business in the 20th century, wasn't it? Look at how many big businesses were started and founded and grew and became all the rage. The stock market was all the rage. Publicly traded big companies were you know, they owned the 20th century, basically. Small businesses were pretty much backwater mom and pops, and stepchildren, basically, in the marketplace pretty much throughout the whole 20th century, even though the importance, the real bedrock importance of small businesses never really was, it wasn't less in those days necessarily, but there was just no recognition, no respect, there was no buzz. We didn't have very good PR in those days. And as I look around at what had been happening over the last 20 or so years, meaning from about the late 70s, I started seeing how corporations were changing, how these publicly traded corporations were changing, and I was noticing a couple of things. I noticed how much more the major corporations were willing to do business with the small business, literally willing to make a small business an integrated partner in their business, in a way, through contracts. And that was one thing that I saw, and so I said, okay, this is respect. This is good that this thing is happening. And one of the reasons it happened was because of something called vendor reduction. If you remember, we've talked about that recently, where major companies were cutting down on the number of vendors, which meant that they had to rely heavily on those vendors that they had. Those people had to be more integrated. They weren't using six vendors, and if one dropped out, they could call on another one. They were down to one or two vendors, and that was by plan, by design, because they didn't want to have to deal with that many different companies. But they wanted to make sure that the companies that they did deal with were ready to go and could be vertically integrated, as I say. And that happened. And I watched that happen in the 80s and then the 90s. And then one other thing happened. Technology. That's right. The personal computer, the Macintosh, the PC, and all the software that was developed for those computers. And then along came the internet. And what we saw then was the democratization of technological power. Not only the democratization of the power, but also the pricing structure. And the pricing of this power was incrementalized so that it fit our budgets. It not only was focused on the kind of jobs that we do and that we want to do as we run and grow our businesses, as we became vertically integrated partners with our big business customers, but it fit our budget. And so here you and I were able to knock off a portion of a business from a customer that they used to do themselves. You and I could go in and take that little corner, that little sector, that little segment of their business, and because of the technology, because of this acceptance by corporations, and because of this technology that was now incrementalized on many levels, you and I became as powerful and as capable in our own little way as a big company was in their big way. And I saw this happening, and I said, okay, this is not going to go backwards. This is going to go forward. All this technology is going to continue. It's going to grow. We're going to have more of this. And as small businesses became, as big businesses began to see the benefit of having these small partners, these little contractors to plug in at these critical strategic places, that was better for them than to have their own employee resources doing those things. And as we, and so it sort of fed on itself, this acceptance and the capability and the performance increase. Acceptance, capability, performance increase. It kept growing and growing to and became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And every year since then, I've continued to say that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And even today, think about what's happened in the last 18 months. Look at how all of us have taken it on the chin with the economy. But major corporations are not, they've changed an awful lot, a lot more. You and I have changed, but mostly just from an opportunity standpoint. We've had to downsize. We've had to right size. We've had to make sure that our organization fit the economic situation. But in terms of how we do our business, we're not going to modify ourselves all that much. Major corporations are going to change a lot. And so you and I are going to be able to, through this increased technology that we have, through this increased awareness, and the fact that now corporations, major corporations, it's not just a novel idea to bring in a small business as a as an integrated partner in one little niche of their business. It's actually something they need. They need us to do this, ladies and gentlemen. And we're doing it, and we're going to be doing it. And there are reasons why that they need us. And it's because of our versatility. It's because of the speed with which we can move. It's because of the technology that we have, which is very comparable to their technology, even though it's on a smaller scale. And so now they believe, hey, we can trust this company. We can, we feel we can trust this company to take a piece of that, of our action, and to perform. And these are just some of the reasons why I say the 21st century is a century of the entrepreneur. And I got more to come on this topic right after these messages. Stay with me. When I was a young boy, welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That was little Van Halen bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. And you can do lots of different things there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the galaxy, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you like that, if you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Welcome aboard. I'm talking about 21st century being the century of the entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, and why I think this is good news for you and why I think you should think about this and you should subscribe to this and you should leverage it. I want you to start calling on, finding a way to do business with larger companies. I'm talking business to business here now, folks. I'm not talking business to consumer. I'm just so that you know. I'm talking about those of you who have the ability to work with big companies. And I'll tell you, show me a company that thinks that they're a B2C company, and I bet I can show them some way they can do business with big companies. And so, but basically, when we're talking B2B, I want you to be thinking about how you can encourage big companies, larger customers, to do business with you. How you can get a contract with them. See, that's the good thing about doing business with these companies is it's very common for them to sign a 1-year agreement, maybe even a 2-year agreement. I've gotten many two-year agreements out of corporations over the years. You know how I got them? You know how I got them to sign a two-year agreement, folks? I asked them. You'd be amazed how many people will sign a two-year agreement if you ask them. Because if you don't, they won't. It's got to be your idea. They will. No customer will ever say to you, we want to do this for 2 years. They'll never do that. You have to do it yourself. So think about that. Folks, small business owners are pathological optimists. And we refuse to let this bad news of the economy get us down. But that pathological optimism is contagious. And it's what they see, it's what the big companies see when they see you talking to them, when they see you asking for their business. They see that optimism and they like that, and it builds confidence in them for you. It gives them confidence about you. So don't be afraid to be optimistic. Don't be afraid. Now you got to back it up with the goods. You got to back it up with performance. You can't just be a Pollyanna playing the glad game. You got to make something happen. You got to have critical mass. But be optimistic about it as you are. Don't be afraid to demonstrate that optimism. They want to see that. The big company prospects that you have that you can go after, they want to see that. The technology that's available, you've got to be able to demonstrate that your technology will dovetail with theirs. The way you communicate with them by email or whatever message that whatever method that they want to use. I've got a new customer who told me not long ago that he likes to talk over Twitter. Well, I use Twitter, but not so much to chat. Guess what? I'm going to start learning how, right? And so whatever other technology, the way you go about handling their business, the way you integrate with them and convey information to them about the work that you've done, you've got to be able to demonstrate that you have that capability. Because if you don't, you will not even get to the second meeting. You may not even get to the first meeting because they can tell. But you certainly won't get to the second meeting. You got to have the technology. You don't have to have their technology. You just have to have a small business comparable level of technology. Here's the good news, folks. It's out there. The capability, the technological capability that's available for small business today, as I said in the previous segment, is absolutely leveling the playing field for you and me. And here's more good news. It allows you and me to do more business with less overhead. That's what's so cool about it. And per dollar of revenue, we can create, because of the technology, we can create more dollars of revenue with less dollars of expense than ever before. And that's good news, and that helps us to be competitive when we're bidding for that big business, those big business contracts. Another thing that I think is really important for small businesses, in the future, customers are going to prefer to have you connect with them and rather than market to them. You're still going to be marketing, you're still going to be doing your advertising and your traditional marketing. You're still going to be doing some of that. But remember this. Human beings in the future are going to want to be connected with. They're going to want you to connect with them and to have a conversation with them, not speak at them only with your marketing messages. This is what people are going to want. And you and I, small business owners, we're better at this. We're better at the connection. We're better at the conversation thing than big companies are. It's just the way it is. There's nothing they can do about it, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another reason. This is yet, and it's my last reason for today, why I think the 21st century, every day that goes by, makes me believe more and more that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And the direction that customers are moving in, the way they're gaining control of the relationship and demanding more control, that's nothing but good news for you and me. But we have to recognize that and take advantage of it and provide that connection to them and have that conversation with them. And that's why you're going to win in the 21st century, small business owners. I'm going to take a quick break, right back with Tim Berry right after these messages. Stay with us. The mystery is known.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.